Lots of things happening on the outdoor scene this week, including one of the biggest events in the youth hunting calendar here in our state. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, Illinois youngsters will be heading afield this coming weekend, October 12th through the 14th, for the recently extended Illinois Youth Deer Hunt. The special hunt is set aside for youngsters possessing a valid permit for the special three-day season this year. State officials recently signed new legislation extending the Illinois Youth Firearm Deer Hunt from a two-day to a three-day season. The intention is to provide an additional hunting day on this year's Columbus Day holiday, which is October 14th. Now, again this year, the young hunters can harvest bucks as well as does. Now, prior to 2007, Illinois youths were only permitted to take antlerless deer, and youth permits are available over-the-counter at licensed vendors throughout the state. Hunters may purchase only one permit, which is an either-sex permit, for one of the open counties. Each permit is valid only for a specific county or a special hunt area. And the youth deer season is open only to Illinois residents who have not reached their 16th birthday by the first day of the hunt, which is October 12th this year. All participating youngsters must have completed an IDNR-approved hunter safety education course. Now, the outlook is indeed bright for young hunters participating in the youth hunt. Though the crop harvest is just now getting started, biologists say whitetail numbers are excellent throughout west central Illinois. And as a reminder, young hunters must be accompanied by a non-hunting parent, guardian, or responsible adult who has in his or her possession a valid firearm owner's identification card. We call them FOID cards here in Illinois. Many people do. Both participants must wear the required blaze orange cap and upper outer garment with a minimum of 400 square inches of solid blaze orange material. And each supervisor may accompany only a single youth at any given time during the hunt. Shooting hours for firearms deer hunting in Illinois are a half hour before sunrise to a half hour after sunset. The special clothing rule also applies to archers and squirrel hunters heading out during the special youth firearm deer season scheduled for October 12th through the 14th once again. These 3 days and in counties open to the youth hunt, all hunters except waterfowl hunters are required to wear a cap, hat, and upper outer garment of solid blaze orange. Once again, it must cover at least 400 square inches. And all youth season either sex permits fall under the restriction that no hunter, regardless of the quantity or type of permits he has in his or her possession, may harvest more than two antlered deers during any season year. This includes all the seasons, the youth, the archery, the muzzleloader, the firearm deer seasons, a total of no more than two bucks or antlered bucks. And successful hunters must register their harvest by 10 p.m. on the calendar day the deer is taken by one of the methods included with the permit. A number of local DNR sites in the counties are also open to youth hunting during the youth deer hunt. However, participants heading to these sites are encouraged to contact the site for other special site regulations. The Mississippi River State Fish and Wildlife Area in Jersey and Calhoun counties will open for the hunt, as well as the Ray Norbert area and Mississippi River's Pool 23 sites in Pike County. The Kaskaskia River State Fish and Wildlife Area in Randolph, Monroe, and St. Clair counties is also offer youth hunting. Some of the sites around the Core Lakes may be closed due to the current government closure, so be aware that's a possibility. Young hunters with Schuyler and Brown County permits may also wish to consider the Weinberg King State Park, including the Scripps and Spunky Bottom units. And now, participants are again reminded that Illinois residents who buy or possess firearms are required by law to have a valid FOID card. FOID applications can be obtained from any firearms dealer, law enforcement agency, including the IDNR, are printed from the Illinois State Police website at www.isp.state.il.us. That's www.isp.state.il.us. To obtain a FOID card, complete the application and forward it along with the appropriate fee and photograph to the Illinois State Police in Springfield, Illinois. And young hunters should keep in mind the archery season will be underway and archery hunters will be afield during the youth hunt. But if the weather cooperates, I think we'll have a great youth hunt and it should be another good year for our young hunters. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back with more news right after these messages.
Do you have something to buy?
Yes.
Sell?
Yes.
Trade?
I love the trade.
Then the WSMI Trading Post is for you.
Really?
Would I lie to you?
No.
There's a disturbance in the force.
Use the force, Luke. The trading force.
The trading force. Oh, I'm feeling a promo coming.
That was good. Yeah, I think that dude did just wind up in a promo right there. That's good stuff. Trading Post, weekday mornings at 9:45 on WSMI AM 1540.
Okay, we're back. And in case you have not heard, which is unlikely, the government is closed. And that has impacted many of our popular public access areas at Corps of Engineer areas as well as federal areas. In fact, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has closed all of their campgrounds and day use parks nationwide as of October 1st. Now, the shutdown by the federal government is due to a current lack of fiscal 2014 funding legislation. Now, the affected recreation areas will not open until after the shutdown is lifted, and that includes our three big core lakes, Lake Shelbyville, Rend, Carlisle Lake. It includes all the Corps of Engineer-operated campgrounds, boat ramps, as well as many of the public access areas there. Currently, it hasn't affected the state parks located at these lakes, and many of these are still open and allowing at least limited access to the lake. Now, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineer parks with leased areas and concessionaires will remain open, but cannot be supported by the Corps personnel or services while the shutdown is in place. Now, according to James Hannon, the Chief of Operations in Washington, D.C., the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers understands and sincerely regrets the impacts of these actions will have on American recreating public. He says that we know that this is a time of year when many vacationing families are using or planning to use the Corps recreation facilities, and he says they will reopen them for public use and enjoyment as quickly as possible once the government shutdown is lifted. Now, this began on October 1st and continues through the end of the shutdown. Once it went into effect, no new visitors were allowed or into or recreation reservations accepted for Corps recreation facilities. Now, campers who were on the site at the time prior to the shutdown going into effect were required to vacate the campgrounds no later than 8 p.m. on October 2nd. These campers may elect to leave their campsite reservations open for possible use after the shutdown is lifted, and campers will receive a refund for any unused portions of their reservations. Now, customers that were scheduled to arrive while the potential shutdown is in effect may cancel their reservations for a full refund. These customers may also elect to leave reservations open for possible use after the shutdown is lifted and request a refund for any unused portion of their reservation due to a shutdown. Now, to request a refund, you merely need to contact the reservation conservation reservation customer service, and that number is 888-448-1474. Again, that's 888-448-1474. The reservation service will automatically cancel reservations after a customer's scheduled departure date during the shutdown period if the customer chooses to do nothing. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will post information on the nationwide closure and reopening of facilities at their normal site, which is www.usace.army.mil. Once again, that's www.usace.army.mil. That is their major website, and they will have information about the closures. In the meantime, local lakes, they're open, providing some great fishing, great fall fishing. Crappie bite going strong. The bass bite's been going better every day. And the catfish bite, superb. And, of course, you can always catch bluegill. So most of our local lakes providing, in fact, virtually every one of our local lakes is providing some great fishing action. We also have some good hunting activities going on. The squirrel season's in. The archery deer season's in. The dove season's in, but not much happening there. I think it's closing any time now, and will reopen in early November. Once again, the core sites where these activities take place are likely closed, so you need to check before going out hunting. Lots of things happening. We need to watch for this government closure and see how it affects us all. Until then, we'll just have to make do with what other sites we can get on. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.